It's Friday, the 20th of September, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. The Minister of Finance and Public Enterprises, Ipumbu Shimi, will table the midterm budget on 28 October 2024 in the National Assembly here in the capital. Here is Ministry spokesperson Wilson Shikoto.
The Minister of Finance and Public Enterprises announced the tabling of the midterm budget review. This follows an extensive consultation with key stakeholders. The midterm review plays a crucial role in realigning and prioritizing the national budget to ensure that financial resources are allocated effectively to meet current national needs.
The Development Bank of Namibia reported its loan book has reached 8.5 billion Namibia dollars. However, a recent analysis by the bank shows that only 11% of these loans are directed toward youth and women. It raises concerns about why the percentage is so low and what steps the bank will take to close this gap. DBN Chief Executive for Marketing and Corporate Communication, Jerome Mutumba, explains.
The Development Bank of Namibia is actually a bank that has been established primarily for funding larger infrastructural projects. The financing of SME remains a priority, but it's more like an auxiliary function of the bank. The strategy moving forward, we have actually intentionally created products that are aimed at enticing youth entrepreneurs. We have relaxed certain requirements linked to youth entrepreneurs. We are now working on a tailored product that would also be geared towards enticing women entrepreneurs. And that really, in essence, is what we're trying to address to boost the uptake of loan products in those targeted sectors of our community.
To South Africa, where the city of Tshwane Emergency Services is on high alert as cold weather conditions are expected across the metro from today until Sunday. The South African Weather Service has warned that an intense cut-off low-pressure system will bring cold, wet and windy conditions. Tshwane Emergency Services spokesperson Lindsay Mguni.
Cut-off low-pressure system is expected to weaken and exit the country from Saturday afternoon. Daytime temperatures are expected to recover quickly from Sunday into Monday. Burning charcoal produces large amounts of carbon monoxide, so do not leave this in the house when sleeping. Never use fuels that are not designed for your heating unit.
Remaining on the continent, multinational beverage company Coca-Cola says it intends to increase its investment in Nigeria by $1 billion over the next 5 years.
Officials from the company made the commitment after a meeting with President Bola Tinubu in Abuja. President and Chief Financial Officer of the company, John Murphy, said the consumption capacity of Nigerians for their products is expanding daily due to the country's increasing population. He noted that the company generates about $195 million annually from about 300,000 customers in the country. Tessem Akende, Jos.
And Germany's far right is expected to dominate an election taking place this weekend, with polls predicting they could take place in the state of Brandenburg.
The regional election in the state of Brandenburg, which surrounds the capital Berlin, is being viewed as an unofficial referendum on the government of Olaf Scholz. His centre-left Social Democrats have long dominated the state, but opinion polls show they are trailing behind the far-right AfD party, who are currently predicted to place first. Such a result will pile more pressure on Scholz, whose party was thrashed by the AfD twice in recent weeks during regional elections in the state of Thuringia and Saxony. Scholz maintains he will be vying for a second term when Germany holds national elections in 1 year's time. But if the vote was held today, polls show the conservative CDU, the party of former Chancellor Angela Merkel, would receive double the amount of votes compared to Scholz's Social Democrats. Trent Murray, Berlin.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.